So now we have Kadria.
Hey, Soraya, what's up?
Actually in studio this time.
Woohoo!
And we got James, too.
Hi.
You're not in the band, James.
I thought I was in the band.
No, you're not in the band.
No. Temporarily, honorarily, just for a few minutes. I could make room for you.
What are you
playing?
I thought you mean skin flute.
I don't have a skin flute for you to play. I'm sorry.
Aww. You can play video games.
I play a mean screen. Guitar here. I can do it acoustically.
And, oh, look, it's Just Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Just Joe.
Hi.
Yeah?
Hey, other way.
What?
Ah, there you are. Yeah. I have a thing for you.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
I want one.
Hi.
I want one.
Why didn't you get one for Kadria?
Oh, hey.
No, not the same one.
Ooh, sweet.
Ooh, what about
me?
There's two of them here. Well, then one for me, one for James.
Yeah.
No, now I want one.
Do you want to share yours?
Joe, get me a Milky Way, Joe.
Share with him.
Give me a Milky Way.
I don't want.
Do you want some of my Milky Way?
No.
No? Okay. I suppose I can share.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
Ha! Take that, Joe.
Hey! I didn't get that for you.
It's called Pass the Milky Way. It's a new game.
Keep it away from Joe. Stop it. Stop. All right. So you just played Cortland.
Yes, we did.
And that would be Inviolate. I don't know if we actually mentioned the band name.
I actually said it a few times.
All right, good.
I didn't give the catchphrase because we were on there and immediately started. I was like, oh, shit. The catchphrase is prepare to be inviolated. And I never got to say it tonight. I feel so deprived. I just got to come back and say it next time.
You did get to dance with a sword, though, so.
I did.
And you made everyone move back.
I think it has that effect on people.
Yeah,
pretty much.
They seem to take to you pretty well.
Hey, you know, it's the first time playing here. I was like, okay, I'll take it. We loved it. We had a blast up there.
Good.
Yes.
I not so loud. All right.
Speak up.
Hey, speak up. So tell people a little about Inviolate. When did you start?
Which version?
Any version.
There's two versions. The first one started as Inviolate 1.0 when they were permanent members. It was me and Chris Farmer, who you've had in here before, was on bass. And then we had a guitarist named Brian Brown. And then we ran through an entire succession of drummers and kind of played Spinal Tap with each of them. You know, they'd learn the set, and then something would go tragically wrong, and we'd have to kick them out. So, yeah. So
well, that's drummers.
Yeah. Are you listening? So at about, like, 2010, life got in the way for Chris and Brian. So they, you know, we sat down, had a powwow, and they said, all right, Kadria, I know you want to continue Inviolate, so you have our blessing to continue it as you see fit. But, you know, anything that we've written, we want credit on. You know, we shook on it and all that stuff. So we had a show. We were opening for the symphonic metal band Epica in like 2 or 3 months. And I was like, I don't want to give this show up. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. So, you know, I had practice space roommate guitarist said, hey, I'll fill in on guitar for that show. I'd love to play with Epica. I said, okay. Next thing I know, I got a drummer and a bassist. I was like, all right, let's try this out. It's kind of strange at first, but, you know, everybody learned their parts. We got a metronome going in our ears and stuff. And so I was like, we might be able to pull this off. After that show, we got, like, great reception. I was like, there might be something here. So little by little in the Atlanta scene, we had some people, you know, I'd ask some of the other people who I knew were in metal bands, hey, can you fill in for this show here and this show here? Then word got around, hey, I'm not doing anything for 2 or 3 weeks. We're on hiatus, but, you know, I'll play a show with you. And I was like, nice. Okay. So now I've got this lineup of like 14 guys that I rotate in and out. So anytime it's like, okay, we got a weekend in, you know, Delaware and Philly. Who's available?
Is there anyone that's more regular than others?
Robert, the bassist, he's probably logged the most shows with me. Okay. Derek has came in last year. By the way, he's sitting here in the studio with us.
Hello.
This is Derek Obscura. he started playing with us in June last year, and since that time, he's also been fairly solid, you know, logging a bunch of shows. And drummer-wise, we've had, you know, it's availability because everybody else is in their own other bands as well. So,
what band are you in?
I play in a horror band called The Casket Creatures.
Oh, cool.
It's fun. It's a good show.
You don't have anything with you, do you?
I do not.
Ah.
Unfortunately.
It's a great sound. Okay. Next time. Okay.
All right.
Unless you want to sing. You want to do a cover of Graves?
Well, I'm already down to
beat now. Oh, okay.
So do you plan on putting together a full permanent band if that happens, or do you not care at this point?
I've been doing this now about the same time as the 1.0 thing has worked. And in those 4 years, I think that, you know, this configuration works because it means I don't have to, I don't have to miss any shows. I can say yes to any show I want. And as long as I can do it, you know, I can find the people to go ahead and plug in. So that's opened up an entire, you know, world of possibilities. And for right now, you know, if somebody said, yeah, okay, I went, all right, let's just check this out. But, you know, it's working for it as it is right now. Doesn't mean that it's not going to change in the future. But, you know.
Okay.
As of this very moment, that's what's going on.
And you're from where?
Me personally?
Well, the band, you.
The band is from Atlanta, Georgia.
Aren't you kind of the soul core of the band, so that's where you're from as well?
Yes. I am the one that you will always see in every single show. Let's put it that way. I don't know if any other metal belly dancers you can kind of like, I want to take vacation, you continue in Violet, and you fill in for me. If you know of one, let me know. I'd love to take a vacation, but...
Are you sure about that? I'm pretty sure your head would explode.
Yes, Dylan. For all you Babylon 5 folks out there, you know exactly where that came from.
But I think it's true. If you didn't have anything to do, I don't think you could handle it.
I think you're right. Derek, is that true?
It's true.
I'd have to do something. Probably bake up a storm or something.
All right. Well, let's hear something from your CD.
Okay.
Want to start with the music video, the opening track?
Sure.
You can pick something else if you want.
Let's do something else a little later, but yeah, let's do Condemned.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this you do have a video for.
Yes, we do.
And when was that shot?
This was shot early 2012 by a wonderful director by the name of Gustavo Montaña. And he was an NYU grad, and he has a company called At Dusk Media in West Columbia, South Carolina. And he was just, I don't know nothing about making no videos. Pretty much, I asked him, I said, here's two scenes that I would like. Can you help me out? And he fleshed this out. We did a storyboard and everything. And then the first time I saw it, I was like squeeing like a little girl going, yeah. So.
And it's pretty easy to find. Go to YouTube, type in Inviolate and Condemned, and it's pretty much the first thing that comes up.
Hopefully.
I'm pretty sure that's how I posted it the other day. So it came up pretty quick.
Okay, I haven't checked the stats on YouTube yet in a while, but. I trust you.
Do you know your YouTube page?
/ Inviolate Band.
You seem very confident in that.
I don't run the YouTube page. That's Chris. He's the manager. He has to have something to do. Hi,
right.
Chris.
Okay. And what's the website?
The website is inviolate1.com.
All right. Because
yeah.
You're not number one.
Inviolate.com is owned by some random girl with poetry, and she's hung on to this domain for years and years, and I have contacted her multiple times saying, are you doing anything with it? And then after I see the domain roll over, I'm like, no, you're not doing anything. There's no new content in this. You don't need that. Please. So, yeah.
Well, add another word to your band, and then...
Nah, I mean, you know, like Slipknot and Disturbed have number one. Machine Head is a one, so I'm
okay. Really?
Yeah. Huh. Even the big bands do it. I suppose it's okay.
All right. Well, okay. This is Condemned from Inviolate. Last Exit for the Lost. 273-2121 if you want to hear anything.
Now I can face them.
and inviolate with what?
Condemn.
I didn't have your mic on. Try again.
Condemn. Yes.
And now you're going to do something acoustic for us.
Yes, we are.
What kind of wonderfulness are you going to unleash?
We're going to unleash the Panty Dropper acoustic. Which is technically the title track of the album Feast of Ashes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
I live whole but hollow. One touch can crumble me down. Your eyes, so like my own, they haunt my dreaming mind. And I can't sleep now. Feels like I dance on razors. Thought of you lacerates my core. Is this atonement for things I never knew I'd ever done before? But no mistake, I hate what I become. In your wake, when fault lines show the trails of tears, now I feel you're gone, it sears my conscious soul. Your door, enter. You're called from within, and there I found that best lost part of me. But no mistake, who knew what I'd become? In your wake, when fault lines show. Soul, I feel the torment of the waiting. I'm faced with a feast of ashes served again.
Okay, so that was the acoustic version.
That was
the
acoustic version. That's only the second time we've ever played it.
Played it one time.
That's it.
This week.
Pull that mic up to you.
There we go. Played it one time this week, and then here we are.
Yes.
Well, quite good considering that.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I should have done this.
Mark Calvin! That's all Ernie's good for is cowbell.
So do you think you have another acoustic in you? No. You don't have to do it right this minute.
You want acapella?
Acapella and...
You're welcome.
And jingles.
I got spurs, they jingle, jangle, jingle.
All right, let's hear something else off the CD.
Endgame.
Endgame. All right, want to tell people what this is about?
What about Endgame's about?
Yeah, what's Endgame about?
There was somebody who got in my face once. I didn't appreciate it. And I'm like, you lying, sniveling little thing. Oh, by the way, all that trash that you're talking about me, it's going to come back to bite you in the butt. And I'm going to laugh. I'm going to smile. But you know what? Just keep talking. I'm getting amused here. That's pretty much what it's about. And I'm like, your comeuppance is going to get you. I can't wait.
Well, let me ask you this. You're very interactive with the audience. You ever have a problem with audience members?
I've been a couple of times. There have been, but that's when you sashay away and just be like, see, I'm going to go dance with somebody else here.
So nothing serious?
Well, they tried, and then afterwards I kind of, eh. You know what my pet peeve is, though? And I did it tonight, actually.
What's that?
When people actually start getting on their phones right in front of my face, I will just pluck their phone, and I did this tonight. I will pluck their phone and tuck it in my belt. And then they'll start trying to reach for it as I'm dancing toward them, and then I'll just kind of dance away and be like, nope.
Yes, that was quite amusing. I'm pretty sure he was enamored at that point.
It seems to work that way. I did this one time in Columbia, South Carolina, the exact same thing. And he bought a CD, he got, you know, set list signed, he got, you know, he liked every picture for like 3 weeks. I'm like,
Nice.
Yes.
So generally it works well for you.
Yes.
All right.
Nobody's gotten mad at me for pulling the phone yet.
All right. So here's Inviolate with
Endgame.
Violate with Endgame. We're here in studio.
Hi.
What's up?
What up?
I had a question for you. I no longer know what it was.
I'll have an answer for you, but...
Once I ask the question? Why don't you answer first, then I'll know what the question was.
Well, the standard answer is 42. The non-standard answer is usually during the daytime, but I'm asleep.
As you should be during the daytime.
Yes.
How long of a drive was it up here from Atlanta?
With or without brakes?
Without, preferably.
About 14 hours, maybe?
Wow.
Up and down the hills. Derek got the best gas mileage in my car.
Champion.
Yes.
Did you just make one straight trip up?
Pretty much straight through. I mean, we stopped in Harrisburg yesterday and had to get a hotel and just be like, I need sleep.
And you're driving straight back tomorrow?
Yeesh.
Are you sure?
Maybe. I think I'll just, I'll pull a page from Robert's book and sleep all the way and just, wake up in Atlanta, hopefully.
How far out of Atlanta have you played?
This is the furthest we've played.
Okay.
North.
Okay.
Furthest south we played is Orlando, although we are scheduled to be in Bradenton, which is near St. Pete's, I guess, and just a little bit further south and west. So that's what we've got so far.
What about towards the west?
Towards the west. Knoxville, Birmingham. We really haven't done Mississippi yet, but that is on the list. That's the bucket. Well, that's the next bucket list. It's like Kentucky, Mississippi.
And you have two CDs, technically.
Yes.
And the first one's more of a demo or no?
Yes and no. I mean, it was one of those, we wrote a bunch of songs. Chris, Brian, and I wrote a bunch of songs, picked the book we thought was the best four and popped it on there. And then, a lot of changes happened. And then, I don't know. We just call it the Red EP. It doesn't really have a demo name or anything. It's just it's the Red EP.
And then you put this one out officially.
Yes. This has a barcode and everything, yes.
And that's you on the cover, I assume.
No.
It is not.
I am not that pale.
Well, with some effects you could be.
No. I like my tan. Year round. I can wear white in February.
So who is on the cover?
She is random stock photo girl.
Really?
There is a model who did like an entire series of these pictures, and so I bought every single one from the photographer, and she's, you see she has this picture where she's got, dead flowers and holding red thread and being locked in a, locked in a little cage tower thing, and I'm like, looks cool. I don't know. I figure one I'll take.
So you don't even know who she is?
No. It's a Russian photographer, so I'm assuming it's like some Russian model.
I figured it was something you came up with.
No, I was just looking at random cool stock photos, and I was like, ooh, I like her.
Yeah, well, I can see why. It's a really cool thing.
Thank you.
I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's really cool.
She's wearing one of those medieval conical things.
Except it covers part of her face.
Yes, she's supposed to be anonymous.
Hmm.
Yes.
All right.
Could be anybody.
Why'd you name the band Inviolate?
Inviolate was sort of the, that's what music means to us. It's like, no matter what happens in life or no matter what crazy things happen, we always have music churn to. And so it's sort of like this little sacred space kind of thing. I'm getting all new agey now. It's late. So, that's what it is. Music is sacred and inviolate to us. Nothing can profane it.
All right. Yes. So you are going to do another acoustic one.
We're going to wing it.
All right. And what is this?
This one is actually the acoustic version that is on the same song. It is called Skeptic, and we actually perform a full band version of it live.
And you did tonight.
And we did tonight, yes. And it's very melodic and kind of moody, I guess, but,
All right, whenever you're ready.
All right. Seven after three, the neon red on your eyes pulses, and your masks are absentee. Why bother reigning in impulses? Face the truth, it's harder sleeping when you know you're only you. Everything you've longed for has been held at bay. And will you find within yourself the dreamer who had never fully run away? Every move that's made, intent on blocking every vision. Still, the debt stays yet unpaid.
When skeptics hold you in derision, they'll hold you down, so rise above that mindless standard. Face the truth, it's only one life deep inside. You fear you've seen it all, and everything you've longed for has been held at bay. And will you find within yourself the dreamer who had never fully run away? Chance in hand, what will you give up now to laugh at doubt? 'Cause you freed yourself, or will you revel in that cherished lie? 'Cause deep inside, you fear you've seen it all, and everything you've lost held at bay. And will you find within yourself the dreamer who had never fully run away?
Derek's never done that one acoustically live.
Did not practice that at all.
That was the first time. One shot.
Spur of the moment. Wow.
One shot. One time. So you're the only one who. You're the only one we'll do this for.
Well, awesome. Let's hear something else on the CD.
What's next?
Yeah. What's next?
And let's see. We're already done. Feast and Game. Illusion of Mercy.
All right.
You want to do the remix version? Do we have time for that?
Yeah. Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah. There you go. That's a new one.
Now, who remixed this?
Me.
Oh.
I blatantly said, and I will totally, and if Clayton can run after me if you want this. If you look at the CD, that it says XOK-11 remix. Mm-hmm. I got something signed by Clayton of Cell Dweller a long time ago, and he put XOK. It was kisses and, which is the X and which is the O? Kisses and hugs, I guess.
Okay.
And then K is for Clayton. So I totally stole that from him.
Where's the 11 come from?
2011.
Gotcha.
No, it goes to 11. That's how bad. You know, that's how awesome the remix is.
And this is, of course, available on your CD, Feast of Ashes. And where can people get this?
Yes, we can get this on StrangeOneRecords.com. That would be the preferred way to get it if you're going to order it online. Yes, we are on iTunes. Yes, we are on Amazon. Yes, we are on CD Baby. And then, of course, you can listen to us on Spotify and, I believe, Pandora. Chris, you got to set me straight on that one. If you're listening, please call in and please set me straight. But those are the main ones. And, of course, okay. You can go on the inviolate1.com website and also order directly there. It'll take you to the Strange One page, but
now, what other stuff do you have that people can buy?
Like, it shows what we offer.
Well, do you have anything online people can pick up?
This is one of those. Okay, we're in the middle of making the merch page, and it never seems to.
Okay.
Yes, we're trying to get that set up. I'm trying to learn Magneto to get it all done, but it will be there. I promise.
But you do have T-shirts, and what else?
T-shirts, lighters, buttons, coin sashes. You know, what I see around my hips and what I'm dancing with. That seems to be, you know, the girls seem to love that, so we've always had some coin sashes. If you want to buy the sword, it's $75. I'll make a blatant push for that.
Has anyone bought a sword?
Not yet. And sometimes we have cookies. Extra cookies for extra gas money. I didn't have time to make them this time. But, you know, that usually usually earns about half an extra half tank, which, of course, every little bit helps.
That's true.
That's true.
Especially when you're driving as far as you did.
Yes.
All right, so let's hear this, and we'll come back and talk to you in a little bit.
Awesome.
This is what?
The Illusion of Mercy XOK11 Remix.
Inviolate.
Hold on again. Strength to drive my own convictions comes from those I love.
Annihilate with Illusion of Mercy, the... What is it?
XOK11 remix.
Okay, I didn't know if there was a pronunciation you preferred
for it.
Yeah,
you just spell it out. It's just the way it looks.
All right, mm-hmm. All right. So you're about to head to get some sleep before you drive back to Georgia.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Yeah, see, when I get tired, my southern accent comes out, and it's starting to.
I see.
It's starting to on here. Oh, goodness.
But hopefully we'll see you back before the end of the year.
Cross your fingers.
All right.
Cross your fingers.
And one more time, people can pick up your stuff where?
Mainly at the Strange One Records. Spell that out. StrangeOneRecords.com.
You did well.
Thank you.
That was correctly spelled, as far as I can tell. Joe?
Yes?
Did she spell it right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I get a trophy?
Joe, give her a trophy.
Aw, thank you.
He's going to look. He might give you James, in which case I'm very sorry. Yeah, I guess your trophy
James is my trophy? Arm candy, all right. Hey, I'm a single lady. I need some arm candy. Come here. I get to take him home.
Aww.
And I get to pet him and love him. Feed the rabbits, George.
How do you feel, James?
I'm going to be the crazy person driving in an inch of snow down there.
He's going to get violated good and proper.
I think that's already happened to him. Just a guess. All right, so anything else you want to tell people about?
What?
Anything else you want to tell people about?
Well, we're going to be hitting, we're hitting Delaware and then Philly and then doing an entire slew almost nonstop between June, pretty much through August, pretty much every weekend except 4th of July and the weekend before it. We're hitting weekends. Go, go, go. Oh, yes, I do. Inviolate is nominated for two categories of the Georgia Music Awards again this year.
Nice.
Best Metal Band, and also I'm up again for Best Rock Female, which you can go on the Georgia Music Awards, I believe it's a .com, and vote for me, please. You know, do your civic duty and vote.
For you.
For me, yes. And Inviolate, yes, please. And it's considered a great honor to do that, and we get to dress up and do all the red carpet and everything like that. It's fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
And hopefully this year you'll win.
Cross your fingers. I mean, hey, nominated is good enough for me, honestly.
All right. So we got one more song left.
Okay.
That we haven't heard tonight.
Yes.
At least on the newer CD.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what?
That is called The Invocation.
Tell us about it.
It is a call to arms, I suppose, is the best way to put it. Just a lot of people go through life going through the motions of conforming and just kind of, all right, keeping my head down. No. Life is not about that. Life is confirming your individuality, and it's sort of it's a wake-up call that, hey, you know what? You're your own individual person. You're unique. Let it out. Express it. That's what it really is.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you and your bandmates for such an awesome show and for coming to see us tonight.
Well, thank you for having us on the show and you know, organizing everything over at Ivan's.
I didn't do much at Ivan's. We got to thank Keith for that.
Oh, thank you, Keith.
I threw it to Keith because I didn't have connections in Cortland.
Ah, okay. Well, so you're still all part
of it. Yeah, I started the ball rolling and Keith ran with it.
Yes.
So.
But you're still the Nexus.
All right. So, again, hopefully we'll see you back before the end of the year. This is The Invocation from Inviolate.
Yes.